Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
While I look at my notes, a thought just rose in my heart. I just showed myself it's very difficult to really, logically speaking, it's very difficult to really establish doctrine in this generation because of the diverse wave of doctrines, and the people are seeming so sure when they talk. So I just wonder what really happens in the heart of people. Sometimes when we won't teach as preachers, we're just teaching by faith. I tell you, a few times logically we're wondering whether people won't believe it. Some of these people who are saying what is wrong, they have the impetus to boost their posts. They have the resources to boost their whatever they are saying to the ends of the earth, and people are seeming convinced. You know, hallelujah to Jesus. And that is why you have to be vigilant as Christians. Be very vigilant. And be sound in the word. Which people are outside there? Be sound in the word. Is that okay? Make up your mind to want to know the Bible. Raise your writing materials, everybody. Let me see your writing materials. Your first job, your responsibility in church is not to do something for us. Is to listen to the word and grow. Is that okay? Because if you are not effective as a Christian, you cannot be effective as a worker. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Was it last Tuesday or Sunday I was teaching about how that there was a revival? When the Holy Ghost came upon the disciples at the upper room, can you remember? And what happened afterwards? They didn't go and start laying hands on everybody and putting people under the anointing to fall. They started different churches, fellowships, and were meeting every time. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And doing Bible study. They were not just haphazard in their operation. Sometimes all that seems as if you are wasting time. You know, some of these guys that call themselves revivalists, they feel like to sit down and do Bible study is a waste of time. And sometimes the reason we are telling them this is because we have been there too. Where we felt like it was a waste of time to sit down and do Bible study. You know that scripture that says, the kingdom of God is not in words, it's in the demonstration. So they feel like sitting down is wasting time. And that's why you hardly will have sound Christians. Satan, listen, Satan is fighting you to be sound. He doesn't want you to be sound in the word. Sometimes we look at people doing service. They don't even look interested. Look at somebody. I can tell the person stand up and explain something, they'll be lost. Their mind is far. But just tell the person, come and lead a song. You see them. Capio. Activities. But the devil doesn't want them to really touch into what is truly substance. Tell them to come and dance for us. Oh my God. Immediately. But they don't understand the scriptures. Matter ministry. Full of activities. You're doing it in church, but it's not necessary until you've understood Jesus. Jesus told Martha, he said, why are you worried about unnecessary things? That's how God thinks. He said, why are you worried about unnecessary things? He said, one thing is most important at this time. Sit down and hear the word. I told the pastor friend, I said, there should be meetings where everybody sit down. Have meetings like that. I tell you the truth. where they sit down, no usher is moving, no protocol is moving, no, everybody should sit down. Forget about the internet, people listening. If they want to listen, they should come to church. Let them sit down and hear the word. Even those online will not allow them here. Sit down. Off everything. Sit down here. That's how you groom people. Are you listening to me? That's how you groom people. You find that somebody is not behaving well in church, remove that responsibility you've given that person. Tell the person to come and what? Sit down and hear the word. You are not bringing the person down. You are helping the person. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. So we are not wasting time here sitting you, all of you down, telling you to learn the word. This is how it's going to be for eternity. Are you listening to me? Whether we are having 3 services, we're going to be doing it like this. If I'm tired, my wife will preach, or another pastor will preach. Amen? You know, I was telling after service that it's like next month, you preached all throughout next month. I'm just getting tired. She was begging me. But she'll preach. Amen? Okay, so I'll sit down and be hearing her. It will let me be refreshed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Would you like that?
Yes, sir.
At least service will be ending early, but so we're talking about identification in the first service. And there's one side of this identification I want to talk about, your speakings. We can never emphasize that enough. Do you know who you are? Huh? You know who you are in Christ? Why is that sister so far come? She went and sat close to the fan to be blowing her very well come. I want to give you a new seat. Wonderful sister. See, why is prophet putting me in the front today? No. Because the Lord wants you to sit here. There's an angel for you there, waiting for you. You like this seat? Okay, that's good. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. This small man, why are you far? He is turning to see who he is for. Mighty man, I have come. You to come and sit here. I said, this small man, he said, who is small? I heard that he used to beat Benjamin in the house. No, not there now. Yeah. What's this your name again? Yeah? I say she joined the military. Say don't want to join. It's you we need in the military. Amen? Are you here? So I want to talk about the speaking part of identification. Speaking God's word. Psalms 141 verse 3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my. Let's read together. I want to read. Let's say it again with a loud voice. One, two, go. David, understanding this secret, said, Lord, guide my mouth, because your mouth can put you in trouble. He says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. I don't want to say rubbish, because I'll be subjected by the wrong words that I will say. You can never stand before an angel and say, I made a mistake. That's what the Bible said, isn't it? Huh? So if you speak wrongly, you subject yourself to demons. Psalms 39 from verse 1. 39 from verse 1. It said, the chief musician to Jeduthun, a psalm of David, I said, I will guard my ways lest I sin with my... I will restrain my mouth with what? While the wicked are... So the wicked are before me, and if I don't restrain my mouth, I may say something that will subject me to them. Alright? He said he will, when he said the right thing, he can sin with his tongue. In that he will not leave himself to be subjected to demons, to devils. Are you listening to me? He will be subjected to devils. That's why he needs to guard his tongue with a muzzle while the wicked are before him, because if he says the right thing, they'll lay hold of him and finish him. They don't have power until you say the wrong things. Are we together? Proverbs 30:32. If you have been foolish in exalting yourself, or if you have devised evil, put your hand where? Put your hand where? If you have been foolish in exalting yourself, or you have devised evil, put what cost it your mouth. You know, last Sunday I said sometimes if you talk too much, and every time, you will sin easily. People that talk too much, they lie easily. If you lie in this place, it is because you talk too much most of the time. You be talking, you now add some things to the lie. Some things to the things to you know what you have said is true, but you now add some things to color it before you know you've lied. Hallelujah to Jesus. So Satan will subject you if you don't lay a hold of your mouth, if you don't control your mouth. 39:1 says of Psalm, it said, like, use a muzzle. Hold your mouth. Else, what will happen? The wicked will lay a hold of you. Ephesians 4:29. Let not corrupt word proceed out of your... But what is what? That it may what? You can kill people with your words. Words are that powerful. You know who you are, you don't talk anyhow. Words can destroy people. Words caused the Second World War. When you say it out, you can't bring it back inside. That's already gone out. People never forget what they hear. They always remember it. In times of trouble, the words will just rise. Are we together? So you never say things like, I'm broke, I'm tired, I can't take it, I'm dead. No, I'm not broke, no matter the situation. I'm not broke. And you prove it by not begging. So I refuse to beg all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. Are we together? I'm not broke. Always speak words that will what? Steer faith, impart faith. Why do you think you have made Thor's progress as a Christian, this progress yet as a Christian? The words you are hearing. If you are hearing wrong things, you will not be here today. Are we together? Words are that powerful. I heard a scientist one time. He was speaking to two plants. The other plant, he would tell the plant every day, you are stupid, you are useless. The one he was speaking to wrongly died. The one he was speaking life to grew and became better. Just with animals, with plants, talk less of human beings. Children that suffer these kind of things in their homes, where their father talks to them anyhow, they hardly make progress. They hardly. Useless child, stupid child, they hardly make progress. For some of them want to prove to your father that they are really useless and stupid, and they'll enter into other lives. You must speak life to your children, life to people around you. All right, people are working under you, you speak life to them. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Job 3:25. You know, if you don't know who you are, you'll be scared and say the wrong things. See what Job said. Want to read? For the thing I greatly feared has what? And what I has what? So what happened to Job? What he was scared of? Because he wasn't sure of who he was. Satan sent wrong signals, wrong thoughts in his heart. He got scared. He started saying the wrong thing. And here we are. It came upon him. Are you scared of poverty? Huh? Sir, I refuse to be scared of poverty. So what if I am poor? You will never be poor. Was it 2:14 there about... I saw this post on Facebook. The person said, for example, you are poor. He said, even in the example, I am not poor. For instance, you are broke. Even in the instance, I am not broke. Don't use me for the example. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't be scared. Your mother is sick. And Satan will put pictures like she will die because she has stroke. No, she will not die. She cannot die. Hallelujah. You speak life to your mother's health. She lives and not die. Hallelujah. Have you heard of situations that killed people before? But you had somebody like that in your home, the person did not die because you loved that person very well. So you prayed. But he killed other people. You watch on the news, he killed other people. But not your family member. Not that person who was close to you. You were ready to sacrifice 2 hours prayer. But this is the focal point. Prayer changes anything. Are you listening to me? Yes, it changes. Say, I know who I am. So what Job feared came upon him. Job 6:23. Led him to say rubbish, wrong things. And he became a victim of what he was saying. These are spiritual laws. Don't joke with them. Oh, deliver me from the enemy's hand. Or redeem me from the hand of the oppressor. Next part of scripture. Teach me and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand wherein I've heard. I have heard. You see that? 23 says, deliver me from the enemy. How will you deliver me, Lord? By teaching me what? Next part of scripture. Teaching me how to lay hold of my tongue. Cause me to understand wherein I've heard. Meaning it was in his speaking. You see, Job is telling us, I was scared, so I said the wrong things, and that's why it happened to me. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Now, in the realm of the spirit, there was a dialogue, but it prevailed because Job was scared. Yes, there was a dialogue in the realm of the spirit whether Job should be dealt with or not. But you see, Job invited that because he was what? Scared and said the wrong things. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? When you say the wrong things, you subject yourself to unnecessary trials and afflictions. Do you understand me? When you are scared, don't be scared. Be bold. Be in faith. I'm not saying be optimistic is different. Be in faith. It's settled in the name of Jesus. I am born again. I am the righteousness of God. I've been bought with a price. It's settled. I am rich. Then you dress rich and look rich. Never look poor. When the Lord gave me his revelation, I started training people. That's why if you come to this church after 2 weeks, you too, nobody will tell you. You will change the way you dress. Am I saying the right thing? You will change the way you talk. You know, we're in the football field one time and somebody was joking that he wants to come and marry in our church. And I just kept quiet. And somebody now answered him and said, "You that don't know how to speak English. That church, if you don't know how to speak English, you can't even talk to anybody." The other day I was there. I had to arrange my English. It's been a long time I spoke that kind of English. And I started laughing. And he said, "Secondly, you have to have suits before they even listen to you. If not, they'll talk to you like you are not anybody." I said, "Did they talk?" He said, "No, I was just feeling ashamed because I wore one crazy jean. And you know, Pastor, he did not tell me now that he don't wear that thing to church." I said, "Ah, jean, a jean is a jean." He said, "No, I felt different. Come and see people with suits." And he said, "The next time he's coming to church, he's going to wear suits. If not, he will not come to church." I've heard people complain that they don't want to come to church because they felt intimidated by their dressing. It's not a nice thing that you are not coming. You can come the way you are until you can afford those dresses. It's not a bad thing. But this is the point. You can't sit around here and have a mediocre mindset. Are you listening to me? You can't be thinking like a mediocre. We can boast and say God has built a lot of people here. Make them to discover purpose here. Giving them good jobs here. Giving them good skills here. Has it happened? Is it still happening? Hallelujah to Jesus. Some of you even publicly speaking that they used to go and pay money to learn. You came here and it was, you were fortified here. Church has made a lot of people instrumentalists. Today, Jerry can play anywhere and can make money from whatever he's doing. But where did he learn it? In church. Whether it was not this church or whatever church it was, in church. Most of you who know sound today, you learnt in church. Where did you pay to learn? Keyboardist, church. Guitarist, church. Where did Angeli learn how to snap? Church. As he's snapping me now. Where did Jerry know how to snap? Church. Where did Mr. Hem know how to snap? Church. Mercy can snap? Church. Where did they know how to do graphic design? Church. Where did they know how to make website from? Church. Tomorrow they will say church is scam. How? With this kind of talents that have metamorphosed? Where did you know how to sing? Say the church is not paying us, we want to go to the world. You've heard people talk like that, right? When church taught you how to sing, if you didn't know how to sing, will you even think of going to the world? But the world will not ever accept you. Church is not scam. Are you listening to me? Some of you, where did you even learn how to dress? Church. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Say that the church is telling us to give partnership. It's not easy. The church grew me up to the point that you can give partnership. If I give all your money, if not for the church, who are you? Who goes you? So the church deserves it. So that more people can come to the church. That's why you don't see partnership as any problem. Giving to the Lord. It's something you'll be teaching nursery ones today in the realm of the spirit. Giving is the lifestyle of a believer. Are we together? It's givers that never lack. If you think we're lying, keep on not giving. Better is the end of a matter than the beginning. We shall meet at the end. And I will tell who has the gold more. One of my friends said this kind of thing, they don't used to argue. It's just practical. Hallelujah to Jesus. So Job knew that his mouth can get him into trouble, so he didn't want to say the right things. I'm tired of life. Why will you be tired of life? Hi, Nigeria, God. Sakwa won't kill me. Really? Really? Then you'll be crying, "God, are you there? If you are there, why me?" You know, your enemy was waiting. The demon of poverty was waiting for you to say rubbish. When you said it, They gave you a poverty experience. Now you are crying, why me? No, why not you for what you said? You subjected yourself by your words. Now, wow, this is not go kill person. You don't tell why I touch 1,000. 1,000, don't you? Sakba, brother. Some will not say, they will share the comedy on their phone. A sakba comedy. Like a video I saw on a sister's status. The guy did. He carried camera. He looked at his OP balance. It was 0.000. Sweat started coming out from him. He said, am I seeing the right thing? I saw it on a sister's status in our church and I got disappointed. What is he trying to say to us? That is what is in our account, 0.0. That's the righteousness of God. And the worst of them are the ones that write, hi God, who can sup for me? Which of my good friends can sup for me? On your status. The worst. Beggars. Beggars with wigs. Wigs. With wigs begging. Wigs 350. 350k begging for 1.5 sub. You know, I like smart ladies. When I see smart ladies, I just like. That's why the Bible says beauty is what? What is deceitful? He said, but the woman that what? She's priceless. I like smart ladies. Have you seen smart ladies before? They don't mind wearing chuku. Or all back. They don't mind. As long as their money, their investment is going, they don't care who doesn't like them or like them. In fact, you see them like they are not interested in relationship. They are. But if these boys are the ones that will come my life, may I never marry. That's how they see their life. They are focused on their business. When you see smart ladies, you see them, they are just wearing all back. Check their account balance. We're seeing 5.something million. Those kind of girls, if you buy them wig, the way they'll celebrate you, they know what it means to remove 350. But the ones that don't work for their money, if you don't give them 350 to buy wig, they'll be angry with you. Imagine, come on, 350, don't have no gimme. 350. Let me say, you don't get the money, you. 350. That guy na akagom. Church boys, aka. Then you meet a Yahoo boy. Let's say his name is No, what is their name now? Don Jack. Pablo. Thank you. Escobar. Is it you meet Pablo? Pablo Stroza is first here. Hey, I'm far out. You say, why are you frying your face now? I've not gotten weak. I have an event. I'm planning to go for a convocation with your third class degree. You are planning a convocation. And the rest, not, so don't take it so seriously, man. Then you want to put 350 week. 350 week. Pablo will not say, now wait till they make you cry with that. Paste your answer. Pablo will not send 1.5 million. You now be like, you start seeing the goodness in Pablo. Pablo is not really a bad person. The only problem with Pablo is that he's not a church person, but he's a good person. He better pass church boys. Their hand open. Pablo is a God-fearing person that does not go to God's house. Church is in the heart. You are seeing all the beautiful things. You know when somebody have money, you start, the errors will go. Pablo na good guy. Pablo, that's where problem starts from. Because you don't know anything about money. But meet a lady that works. When you give her 50,000, she'll be like, hey, in this hard time, you gave me 50,000. I do not. thank you so much, Donald. Thank you. You go home, you see a long thank you message. It should not be like a dream, because you know where you are coming from. Where you are coming from, you send 50,000, they'll say, what do you want me to use that to do? You cannot even buy my shoe. You know, I saw one of my videos before the Valentine. I saw, coincidentally, one video they made for me. I don't know who made that video. I was just laughing when I was hearing myself. He said, if you love me, send 100,000. So I said, I don't love you. And I said, thank you, Jesus, that I did not buy rubbish. Unnecessary stress. Imagine we're building church, you are looking for weak. We're building church, you want a trip to Dubai. Can I take my wife to Dubai? Yes. Will I take her? No. There's a time for everything. There'll be a time where we'll go to Dubai and sit. What is Dubai? Quata quata, if I gather myself up, we can go there. But not now. When we are done with all the sound and the screens and everything in church, when I see that everything is perfect, I'll not tell her, how about Dubai? Just for a weekend. Will it be bad if Pastor goes that time? But now it's not good, isn't it? Even if you claim that it's good, some of you will still complain. You go and hide and complain. Imagine, would they build church? Would they build church? He said, me, everybody give sacrificially. See, I'm. You know how much be that food for Dubai? Mok we go gulam. Chineke, 150K. Him and his wife, with the bikini. Jesus Christ. Church Naska. What of their flight going and coming? Over 5 million. Jesus Christ. Ha! Hallelujah to Jesus. But at that time, if I go ahead, everybody will understand. There's time for what? Everything. Of course, me, I'm planning a very wonderful vacation. Even honeymoon, I'm still owing honeymoon. I've not done it. I hope you could know I've not done honeymoon. Not that I have a child, but I've not done honeymoon. Because when during the time I got married, Christmas came, what else, what's it called? Crossover and etc. So we could not go anywhere. We were just in church throughout. So you are owing, I'm owing honeymoon. I told my wife we're going to do honeymoon. We'll go somewhere very soon. Probably to Paris or to Glasgow or to somewhere wonderful. Just to go and feel the ambience, you know, and come back. You know, if I say this to my wife, the thing is to tire her, because she said this prophet. Maybe that time another project will start. So he will not change his mind. Hallelujah to Jesus. But thank God she's yielded through the season. She's always yielded. So I wanted us to travel to Dubai, but the Lord just spoke. No problem. No problem. She will not hold my neck. Are you here tonight? Don't talk brokenness. Don't talk lack. Don't talk weakness. Don't give your neighbors, your friends, a clue, your family members, that you are suffering. So I beg, make I tell my mama before I die, which kind of fate are they doing like this? No. I get father. Are you listening to me? You are never. I'm in faith and my father is there. Why? Daddy, I beg, send me 20,000. No, your dad will give you money and your dad should give you money. No problem. But you should learn to be in faith. You will not live with your father all your life. You must learn to bring water from the rock. In tough situations, bring result from it. tell yourself that I have a vision this year. I'm going to win. It must start with souls. I'm going to win 300 souls. If you want to get 3 million this year without souls, it's a stupid vision. Go and read. That's why you will not fly with us this year. Who are these that fly as the birds of heaven? It must be from kingdom.
Yes, sir.
What did these people, what are these people laughing for? Our father is what? Are you hearing? Say, bring water from the rock. Say, our father is rock. Are you people hearing? I'm preaching, they are preaching. Bring water from the rock now. Our father is the rock. No problem. You will strike the rock to, for the water to come. Except you want to lie to the rock. You think we all have fathers. There are times they don't even pick your call. They know you. What will you do at that time? There are some of you, your father have put your number on blacklist. That's the only time you remember. You call them only when you are in lack. Hello, Dad, how are you doing? How is work? How is life? How is your health? You just say, what do you want? You must learn to bring water from the rock. And God Almighty is not even your rock in that aspect. Yes, I know it's a rock of ages. When we say rock here, we mean tough situations. Difficult situations. Bring out glory from it. And it starts from soul winning. He said, it's my year of the flight. This year I make 5 million in the name of Jesus. One soul you have not won. You are lying. You are wasting your time. If it's God you want to give you this money, you must put his interest first. His interest first. God's number one priority is not your pocket. It's souls. He has saved you to save others through you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Imagine you win 5 souls. You say, God, I want 5 million this year. I'm going to work on my business. But Lord, the priority is your kingdom. I'll win 50 souls this year. I'll win 100 souls. I'll make sure they are discipled in the name of Jesus. I tell you, it will shock you. In fact, he said, if you seek first the kingdom, every other good things will be added to. I tell you, it's not even really strategy. This is your strategy. Strategy may even be enough. Put his interest first. Are you listening to me tonight? Put his interest first. Go and win souls. Go and preach. Say, I don't know how to talk to the public. Go and preach. Some of you don't want to put your life. You don't want the kingdom of God to make your life complicated. You know what I mean by that? You don't want to go and stand and preach stand and preach today and tomorrow. They'll say, hey, pastor. She was the one preaching in our class the other day. Because probably you are not ready to be a serious Christian. Before you come and preach tomorrow, they see you doing like this. You know that dance, right? Preach! So that tomorrow when you want to do one wrong thing, they'll just call you, hey, Pastor Destiny. Is that not the pastor that preached in our class the other day? And you know, preaching, I tell you, will just guard your life. On campus those days when I started preaching, of course, you can't even cough anyhow. You cough in righteousness. You just behave rightly. In exams hall, nobody used to waste their time to ask me, hello. You know, there was one time a boy was calling me pastor inside exam hall. Pastor. 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 And I turned my eyes and said, I beg. Number 3. Pastor, just shift the work. You are not giving me, I'm the one. Copy. Inside exam hall. I was laughing because he said I should shift my work. He will copy. He's the one doing the scene. Why me? I'm just writing my work. I had this friend who always follow me everywhere. He just likes me, especially during exam. He just buys some things and come for me. Why? Because when we start writing exam, he'll just sit by my side. And the truth is that I did not say he should copy. Some of us know that we did not permit anything. When I just start writing, you just see him turning his head and writing. What will I do? Am I a child? I'll now do like this. Excuse me, sir. Somebody is copying me. You know, when I was in secondary school, I used to do that stupid thing. angels, when I'm writing and you look at me, I'll raise my hand, sir, please change my seat. Until one boy catch me one time and warn me that thing I'm doing, if I don't stop it, they'll kill me in this school. And they meant that thing they said. The next day I came back, I repented. You know, that time it was so crazy that I'll be outside after an exam. I'll say, sir, those two boys are copied, sir. Look at them. It was that bad. Like, I finished my exam, then I'll be outside, sir. Look at those two people, they are copied, sir. Those people are copied, sir. Until they cleared my doubt. So now I mind my business. You know, in my 400 level, one guy came, he's a speed 2 student. Huge guy, sat at my back. He said, yes, he'll be pastor. I just saw that little. Now, why I can't stay around you? You know, go on, make I feel now. You are a pastor. I turned again and looked at him. He said, pastor, I beg, make I pastor. Just shift your work, make I see. I know one problem with you. I still looked at him. I just stood up. I went to the front like I wanted to keep something in my bag. I just sat in the first seat in the front there. Because I was in 400 level. I don't want anybody to come and collect my script and give me spill. Are we together? So I sat at the front. I don't know him from anywhere. Of course, I was not scared of his threat. After the exams, he can never come and meet me and say, what did you do like that? I was just avoiding problem because some of these things are unnecessary problem. In my 200 level, was it 200 level? We wrote biology. We used to select elective. I don't know if it was 200 level. It's 200 level, right? By 101, we write it from 200 level as computer science student. And we're writing the exam, and somebody was copying at my back. And they say, hey! The truth is that I knew he was copying, but I didn't know what to do because I can't fold my book like this. I was just writing. And when they say, hey, I just heard they were squeezing paper. My mind just tightened. They just squeeze his paper. I said, get out from this place. That's how I failed that course. They did not say one word to me. Of course, because they knew I was not doing it. I did not put my paper for him to copy intentionally. So some of those things, you avoid them. Are you listening to me? These things will help you preach the gospel effectively. I have never turned my head in the university to copy. I did not say secondary school because I had not finished repenting that time. In the university, to copy anybody. Never till I graduated. Please. Never. Not a day. I hope that's like that for you too. Here I say, yes, sir. You are messy. I heard people's story several times. And I hope people are okay, they've graduated, so they will repent now. Never. Imagine you are doing like that and you stand up. Hello, people of God, I want to talk to you about Jesus. You'll be like, Kaisha. That's why Deeper Life brothers are always confident during evangelism. You cannot, if you want to fail, go and sit close to a Deeper Life brother. Say, Brother Johnson, can I? You just hear preaching John 3:16. For God so loved the world. So part of scripture says, avoid all appearance of evil. Dear brother, where will you spend eternity? If you copy from me now and the trumpet blow, where will you spend eternity? That's why you see them in the morning come. Good morning, people of God. My name is Brother Michael. Today I want to talk to you about eternity. I want to talk to you people about eternal life. I want to talk to you about righteousness. They can preach confidently because they don't copy anybody. And you won't find them in clubs. You will find them where rubbish is happening. But if you are a Christian that have corner life, you can't be representing Jesus. You'll be scared. I see my member. We see our member on Valentine's Day. She wear red shoe. She there around balcony. She no enter. She just stay where they sell suya. No confidence to preach. Are you listening to me? So avoid what? All appearance. Because you know who you are. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, years ago, I was trying to teach a young brother. I was trying to school him out from womanizing. said when he gets old, he will repent and serve God. But now that he's young, he wants to enjoy his life. And what he meant by enjoying his life is humanizing. And I looked at him and laughed. I couldn't stop laughing. In fact, in the compound that year, they said I was suffering. The guy will come and look at me when he's going out with a lady, when he comes to the house with a lady and they are going out. You say, Pastor! He would have laughed. If I call the name, you remember, Oche. In our compound. You remember my compound very well. The last room by the right. No need to shout the name. Those days. Say, Pastor! He would have laughed. He would not come and say, Pastor. Pastor, why did they blow your face now? So I know you are feeling bad. God, see how God called you. See how young you are. But you see me, I will repent one day and serve this God like you. Maybe I won't become a pastor. I'll look at him and shake my head. Until one day he messaged me on Facebook. Started begging me that he wants to talk to me. And I gave him audience. And he said he regrets every decision he has ever made along that area. He said right now things are very difficult. He thought that he has all the time in the whole world. He has wasted his time, blah, 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 blah. And to crown it all, something terrible had happened. I can't share it here. And I was just wondering. I think that's how a lot of people are living their life. A lot of young people, they want to get to a point, then repent. You think you are being wise to God. You are wasting your youth. The way you think you can limit a woman by having her, you know, making sure she has a child and etc. You as a man, so as you are doing all of those lives, you are limiting your life. You are wasting your brain. I don't know what word to use. Instead of being creative, you are thinking of strategies to humanize. Being creative to become a billionaire, you are thinking of strategies. Win souls, you are thinking of... At the end, I tell you, you regret it. Nothing is more satisfying than living for Jesus. Nothing. Nothing is more satisfying. He's the bread that when you eat, you hunger no more. Serve God. Don't allow anybody to take you out from serving God. No man is so man enough. No woman is so woman enough. Are you listening to me? Serve God. Serve God. The man does not serve God, don't marry him. The woman that doesn't want to serve God, don't marry her. Marry somebody that you can serve God with. You did not serve God for this long to come and stop now because of marriage. Are you here? Bow your heads and thank the Lord for his word.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.